This is Maryland's Morning News on WBAL.
Hey, 21 on Maryland's Morning News. I'm Brian Eamon. Good Wednesday morning to you. Nick Kipke joins me now, Delegate House Minority Leader, Republican, where there was some action yesterday, a little bit of action yesterday at Annapolis as the Lieutenant Governor testified about the problems with the health exchange. Did you learn anything new in the testimony yesterday, Delegate?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Quick answer is really no. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest frustrations for us in the Maryland legislature is that we don't have subpoena power, and the people who testify aren't under oath, so they can just tell you what they want you to know, and they have no real liability other than political liability for the things that they say.
You know, that's what Senator Brochin said, and we had him on last hour, a Democrat, and he said this probably was the last time that the lieutenant governor and maybe even the Secretary of Health will have to testify in front of you guys. Do you see that as being true as well?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed with the way that this is being handled. There were three healthcare briefings yesterday that were, one's the health exchange, one has to do with the way that we reimburse hospitals, and they're very controversial. It totally and dramatically changes so much in the healthcare market in Maryland. And to have such complicated issues squeezed in so quickly at the beginning of session, mm-hmm. tells me that there's a political effort to get this out of the headlines, to brush it under the rug. And Senator Brinkley, the Republican leader in the Senate, and I, with our caucus, we're asking for a real investigation. There's tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. There's so much scandal around this thing, and yet the majority party, for whatever reason, obviously it's an election year, really are just doing their best to sweep this under the rug. I think they're trying to handle a lot of the problems in closed-door meetings,
right.
But I really think it would be best to come forward and be upfront about it, considering the amount of money that's been spent.
So walk us through the process of how an investigation could take place.
Well, we have what's called the Legislative Policy Committee. It's a standing committee in the House of Delegates and members of the Senate. It represents all of the leaders. It's represented both political parties, and you can have subpoena power there. And I believe that's really the only way that we will get it.
So there aren't enough Democrats then who would get on board to say, hey, this has cost us $170 million, may cost us even more money down the road. We need to take a serious look as to what went wrong here and why.
Yeah, I mean, there are Democrats who are very sincere, very concerned. Delegate Sean Tarrant of Baltimore City yesterday in the hearing really scolded the Secretary of Health and talked about how embarrassed he is as a Democrat in Maryland that they've botched this health reform. So, I mean, there's people who are willing to speak out. Unfortunately, I don't think there's enough of them that are willing to really push for an honest and open hearing on it.
Senator Brochin said that the state needs to take a hard look at whether or not we should continue with this exchange because of the problems with it so far, and maybe just say, hey, go to the federal exchange. What is your position on that, and how feasible would that be?
Yeah, the only problem with that is that exchange is screwed up, too. I mean, if you really look at it, they have a tremendous amount of problems, many of the same problems that Maryland has. People on my side, the odd Republicans, they get a bad rap for, you're the party of no, you're just voting against everything. Well, yeah, we do vote against things often because we don't think it's right. And one of the key reasons we didn't believe health reform was right, is properly drawn, is because, we're relying on the government to essentially manage a business, an enormous sector, an enormous part of our economy. And government just isn't the best at doing that. And we're seeing that now in how they've put together these websites around the country and the exchange and the insurance market.
Lastly, quick question. Do you expect the deadline, which is March 31st, where you have to have insurance or you pay the penalty, do you expect that to be extended? And do you think that could be done by the governor himself?
Well, one of the things that we're looking at, we just received this bill yesterday. We're still reading through it, and we need to make sure that there's oversight from the legislature. Handing that off to the governor or to his administration is a mistake. I can't see how they get all this done. The way the bill's written, they essentially have 2 weeks to get a bunch of people into this thing before the deadline.
Right.
I don't see how they can be successful with that. So I see this continuing to play out, continuing to be extended, And really, it's at a detriment to the health insurance market in Maryland. People will lose because rates are going to go up, and it's all because of the mismanagement of the exchange.
Delegate Nick Kipke, we appreciate your time.